Welcome to the second installment of Purim Drashos of the Amoraim. We are going to continue in the Gemara on Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis. We are currently in the second drasha, the drasha of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Pasach La Piskel Hai Par Shasta Mehacha. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani would open up his Purim Drashos with the following pasuk. He, like Rabbi Yonasan, is quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and the pasuk is Ta'achas Hanatuz Yale Verosh Vesachas Sirpad Yale Hadas. That in place of the Natsuts, a Verosh will rise up, and in Ta'achas Sirpad, in place of a Sirpad Yale Hadas. The Hadas will rise up. These four things, Natsuts, Verosh, Sirpad, and Hadas, are four different types of plants. The common translations are Natsuts is a thorn, thorn bush, Verosh is a cypress, Sirpad is a nettle, whatever that is, and Hadas, that more familiar with, that's a myrtle. I'm going to do a little bit out of order from the Gemara because he's going to quote a little bit more of the pasuk in a little bit, so we'll just do that now. And then the pasuk says, "V'haya LaHashem l'shem le'os olam lo yikares," and it will be for Hashem a name and a sign, an eternal sign that will not be cut off. So that's the end of the pasuk. So let's the drasha begins on the first part of the pasuk. So in place of the thorns, a barosh, a cypress will rise up, and in place of a sirpad, the nettle, a hadas, myrtles will rise up. So what are these four plants referring to? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani explains. Tachas natsuts, tachas hamana rasha, sha'asa atzmog avodazara. The thorn that we're talking about is Haman, who made himself into a avodazara, and then it brings a pasuk which supports this idea that that the thorn branches are avodazara. Okay. Yale verosh. So what's gonna replace Haman, the thorns, the avodazara thorns, what's gonna replace that? So, yale verosh, the verosh. What's Berosh? So the Gemara says, Ze Mordechai Shenekar Rosh L'chol HaBesamim. Mordechai is called the Rosh of all the Besamim. Right? And we're gonna quote a pasuk that we're actually going to be learning about in the Parshios very soon. I'm talking about the Ketores. V'ata kach lecha besamim rosh mordaror. You're going to take the besamim rosh, right? The highest quality spices, and it's mordaror. So that seems to be the greatest of these spices. Mordaror. Okay, what is that? Musargaminon mari dachi. Right? And the Aramaic translation over there, the Targum, is Mari Dachi, which is basically Mordechai. So we see from this that Mordechai is going to replace, that Mordechai is the Barosh, and the right, and the Besamim Rosh, the Barosh, and he's going to replace Haman the thorns. Okay? Tachas Asirpad, Tachas Vashti, Harasha Baspinosha, Nevuchanetzar, Harasha, Sarath, Rafidas, Beis Hashem. Right? And, the Gemara says, it quotes a pasuk supporting this, but basically, it's darshaning Sirpad as Saraf Rafidas Beis Hashem, that he burnt the resting place of the house of Hashem. And that is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, and in this context, his granddaughter, Vashti. So she is the Sirpad in this case. And Yala Hadas, Zu Esther Hatzareka, Shinikras Hadasa, and then quotes a pasuk in the Megillah supporting that the Hadas is a reference to Hadassah, reference to Esther, because her name was actually also Hadassah, as the Gemara discusses elsewhere. In a couple of blot, it's going to discuss all the possibilities in her name being Adas and Esther. Okay. So basically what this means is that there are four drashos. Each one, the Gemara takes time to explain how each one applies, but in place of the thorns, the Haman, Mordechai will rise up, and in place of the Sirpad Vashti, Esther will rise up. Okay. So what does that mean? I guess the simple version of the story is that people are, bad people are being replaced. As we know, you can read the story of the Megillah, and that's what's going on. That, Esther replaces Vashti as queen, and Mordechai essentially replaces Haman as the Mishneh LaMelech, and that could be what we're talking about here. Though, definitely goes way deeper than that, and we'll just discuss a couple of the pratim, and if we have time, then maybe we'll get to the second half of the drasha. So So yeah, we see that, we see this discussion about the, you know, the characters replacing other characters. We also, there's a thought that, that connects us back to what we mentioned the other day about from Ribbono-san, that Purim should not be viewed in a vacuum, and just, you know, that, that the Purim story starts at the beginning of the Megillah, because really it starts much earlier with, you know, Churban HaBayis. Is related to this. We're talking about Vashti, the Sirpad. So it does, really stem earlier than that, and to sins of Avodah Zarah. They're not just that Haman made himself in Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Zarah really is rooted earlier. So there is that to be said. But there's definitely a lot more. There's a discussion, brought down in a Pnimi Satora. It's based on certain things, comments of the you know, the Zohar and Rizal, but brought down in Sifrei Chassidus and discussed at length of a theme here about scent, right? We see that Mordechai is referred to as Besamei Arosh, Berosh, and this is Besamim. Esther is a Hadas, and we know, of course, famously the Midrash Rabbah and Vayikra Rabbah and Parshas Emor discusses the unique quality of the Hadas is its smell. The myrtle has its smell. So Esther and Mordechai are right away connected to the scent of smell, and okay, you could also speak about, you know, the burning of the Beis Hamikdash and the smell that creates. There's a lot more there that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani could have definitely discussed in his drashos. But I want to go on to a different point, which is that more than it's just that characters are good characters are replacing bad characters, but there are paradigms that they represent that are being replaced in Baruch Hashem for a good reason, right? So we see that this thorny Avodah Zarah that Haman made himself is being replaced with the Mor Doror, which is an ingredient in the Ketores, right? Meaning that the Avodah Zarah here is being replaced with Avodah Samikdash. Similarly, right, in the theme of the Beis Hamikdash, Vashti's grandfather, right, Sirpad, burned the roof of the Mikdash, which Amos refers to as Sukkos David. We refer to it in our Hadar HaRacham, and Yakim Lan was Sukkos David HaNafalas. So that's the Sukkos David. But what's Vashti replaced? Sirpad, this burning down the Mikdash, replaced with Esther, right, who's known as Hadassah. And the Gemara in Masechah Sukkah says in Lamed Vav Beis, it's that Hadassim are acceptable, you know, material for schach. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda there actually says it's the ideal, right, to use such things for schach, dalad min for schach. So we over here we have a roof of the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash is burnt, but it's Vashti Sirpad is being replaced with Hadassah, with this, you know, the perfectly good schach for the Beis Hamikdash. And that really is, I think, one of the themes we're probably going to discuss in some of the other drashos. But one of the underlying themes of the Purim story is the Beis Hamikdash and what it means to be living in a state of Churban, and what it's going to take to get out of there to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Of course, one of the things that happens very soon after, within a couple of years after the Purim story, is the return to Eretz Yisrael. As discussed in Ezra Nehemiah, Daryavesh, son of Achashverosh, son of Esther, allowing them to return. So that's really one of the major themes, and throughout Maseches Megillah there are many hints to this. We don't have time to discuss them now, but that could have been one of the themes. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to discuss part two of this drasha, because he has six drashas in this one piece, so we didn't have enough time today. So we'll discuss part two of Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmani's drasha of what else he might have been discussing.